It brought with it a disfiguring, disrupting virus and life organism, which grew in this very receptive environment. The outside or interfering life forms found an easy place in which to grow and so mingled with the life forms which were already growing at the time. It can be likened to the wind blowing seeds of weeds into the garden and the weeds getting a foothold, and the farmer never being able to quite eradicate all the weeds. That is the situation to this very day. And we will speak no further of it in detail, for that is not allowed at this time. I didn't think that was quite fair to dangle a tasty worm or juicy morsel of information, and then abruptly snatch it away. They had weeds in the garden, 147, triggered my curiosity, and when that happens I will try, if possible, to get around censoring. D. I was just wondering what kind of changes happened. P. We are not allowed to speak of this, for that would cause much strife and confusion. That is all we shall speak of it, except to acknowledge that there are weeds in the garden. D. And these more or less mingled with the good seeds and produced a different strain, like a hybrid strain. Would that be a way of saying it? P. We ask that you not think of this in terms of human beings. That is, there being good humans and bad humans, for that is not the concept we wish to express. We wish to say that in genetic makeup, which is available on this planet to many different life forms, there are weeds. And not in one race of people as in regard to another race of people. That is not correct. The weed lies simply in the soup of which all beings on this planet draw from in their life. D. That was what I meant by hybrids. A hybrid is usually a type of plant that is changed in some way from what it was originally meant to be. P. The concept of hybrids on this planet is of one which is changed through effort. That is, constant attention to achieve a desired result. That is not the correct concept to be applied to this. The correct concept for this is simply weeds in the garden. D. What did the beings think when this happened? P. There was much sadness and confusion, for the possibility of this was not foreseen and was at first not perceived. However, when the situation became apparent, there was sorrow and disheartened feelings. For when one's prize garden is suddenly spoiled, you can see the effect it would have on the gardener. D. In other words, it had already altered the genetic makeup. P. That is correct. For up to that point the garden was in perfect shape and was pristine. It was at that time just exactly how the vehicle is having trouble translating the concept, for there are many subtle differences in the various ways it could be said. The concept is that the garden was very pure and very clean at that time, and it was expected to remain so. There were high hopes, for the garden was very conducive. Then the interference came in or entered, and so naturally the high hopes were reduced to merely using that which was available. D. There wasn't anything they could do to alter this or stop it in any way? 148. The keepers of the garden. P. That is correct, it was irreversible. D. I was thinking of the way today's scientists are conducting genetic experimentation. P. We say to you again, that is not what we speak of, in terms of the interference. There was a pause. We wish to consult on this, for there is some feeling that this information should not have been given at all, lest the concept be broadcast in a misunderstood form. Mentally, I could almost see them huddling into a group to discuss this. D. That's where my pop comes in, to try to make sure it's understood in the right way. P. That is correct. We ask that you look at it in this way. A change of practice. Where previously they had refused to elaborate further on this topic, now they apparently decided to clarify it. P. The crops are not the weeds. The weed would be in the soil. The weeds are not as plants like the crops, but are merely bad soil. We wish you to think of this interference then as not weeds, but of bad soil which had been thrown in from some outside source, and this will better clarify the situation. For by saying weeds, there is given the impression that certain living beings on the planet are somehow tainted and are the offending characters. This would program people to look at other people, at possibly those races or religions or whatever their prejudices lie in. They would consider them weeds and so encourage that very thing which we wish to heal. So we must change the concept from weeds to poor soil. D. This prejudiced outlook was not the way understood it, but I can't see how somebody else might interpret it that way. P. That is why we must be so very careful, for we must anticipate not only how you and the vehicle and those around would translate or interpret this, but also there is the general populace to be aware of. For if this is to be included in the material, then the interpretations of the population in general must be considered. That is why there is much information which is not allowed, because it could be readily perceived in a false manner. Weeds Inc. Garden, 149, d. So they came back and they saw that this species has become more or less contaminated. Would that be the right word? P. Not the species. D. The life forms? P. Incorrect. The soil itself had been contaminated. There was accidentally given to the planet a stock of, searching for the word, genes, genetic material which then caused the breakdown of bodily functions. And so disease was given to the planet D. Then before this contamination there was no disease? P. That is correct. This is, in fact, the root or the source of disease. It was necessary to reach consensus on the proper terminology to use. For we oftentimes must refer to our experts, quote, unquote, who are familiar with human perception. And so we can now speak to you of the source of that which you call disease. That is the origin of disease on your planet, for originally, had the plan not been fouled, there would have been no disease. There would have been natural death. But there, however, would have been no disease which has caused such pain and suffering on this planet D. All right, that makes it easier to understand. Then these are the weeds you spoke of. P. That is correct. This is why we were worried about how to present it and how it would be received. For can you imagine trying to blame the prejudices on disease? We were concerned that the impression would be that the inferior races, and we speak only from our human point of view, would be considered the weeds. D. Like I said, I didn't see it that way, but others might. One idea I was getting was that maybe the contamination caused some kind of physical deformity in the human beings. P. We wish to say that disease can cause deformity. There is no doubt in that regard. That is not the sole source of deformity, however. D. Then this is where all the diseases of humans come from? This one meteor which contaminated the soil? P. For the most part that is correct. However, we hesitate to say all, for some diseases are man-made. They were caused by ignorance of the use of natural elements and so were self-made. But for the most part disease originated with this meteor, that is correct. We find trouble in translating this, for we are expressing the concept wrong. Please understand that there would have, 150, the keepers of the garden, been no equivalent of disease on the planet or system from which the meteor originated. It simply carried that which was already in the system and it was not considered disease from whence it came. But it came from a system which was incompatible with this one. D. Yes, when it came here there's a different set of conditions. I can understand that concept, but, if things had gone awry, if things had gotten off the track, why couldn't they have just destroyed everything and started over again? P. We would say, why throw the baby out with the bathwater? For much had already been accomplished. As you can see from your own civilization now, the disease has not taken over the civilization, but is merely a thorn in the side. D. Had the life on Earth evolved very far when this was discovered? P. It was still in the seeding stage and so the invaders had little trouble in finding a foothold, for there was no resistance at that time to disease. When it was discovered it had spread to a large degree and was at that point non-containable. D. How far had the life forms evolved when it was discovered? P. As we said, they were still in the seedling stage. Seedling. We wish to emphasize that the seeding process had been completed and they were germinating. Thus they were then susceptible to this disease of which there were no defenses at that time. D. It was at this stage when the beings came back and discovered it? P. That is correct. They came back to find weeds in the garden. And now you can better understand the analogy. They seemed to be relieved that they were finally able to convey the information correctly. I could sympathize with their difficulty, due to their apparent unfamiliarity with the complexities of human language. It seemed to be another part of their mandate that they search until they found the right phrases and terminology to illustrate whatever point they were trying to get across. These details are things that would not have seemed important to a human. Thus I believed this was another indication that I was not in contact with a normal conscious force or personality. D. Okay. I thought maybe they had already evolved to a human state. P. That is not correct, for the human state evolved with the disease. When it was discovered, there were meetings on the Weeds in the Garden, 151, Regional Governor's Mansion, so to say, or Planet. The director of this local universe, so to say, held a meeting to determine the extent of infiltration and as to the possible recourses or options available. It was determined that the infestation was of such a degree as to prohibit any use of extraordinary measures to alleviate this condition. For in so doing it would kill that life which had just become grounded on this planet. So it was determined to allow this, and yet try to infuse compensation into this, for that which had come in. So there were given those strains of plasmas and genetic information which would allow for longevity and super resistance to this disease, quote, unquote. D. I would like to ask something that's been running through my mind as you told about this. Could this be where the story of the Garden of Eden first came from? Is there any connection to our biblical story? The Garden of Eden was supposed to be a perfect place. P. We are aware. We are simply conferring. Another pause as they went into another huddle. We would reserve any comment on that at this time, for there is not consensus as to how the correlation be made. For in some respects there is a correlation which can be drawn, in others, however, there is no relation to the two. And so, if ever presented, it would have to be in such a way that both the material which correlates and that which does not correlate could be readily seen. It, the Bible story, in some respects, was accurate in that there was an actual physical place which could be represented by the story of the Garden of Eden, and we wish to emphasize that, for the most part, that which has been passed down is merely legend and is not fact, but is based very loosely on incidents which are indeed fact. D. I believe that legends usually have some basis in fact somewhere. P. Yes, however fragile some of those bases are, they are many times a remembrance of that which was in fact. D. You spoke of a certain place. Would this be the place where they began the seeding? P. That is not correct. The seeding was done in many places on Earth. There was no central seeding place, no one place on the planet. D. Then life spread out from these places? That is different from the way the Bible interprets it. P. That is correct. We ask that you also understand our caution in presenting these ideas which are counter to the accepted beliefs. 15:2. The keepers of the garden, D. P. D. P. D. P. On this planet. We wish not to create dissension or strife and warfare among the opposing groups, those who believe in the New Age way of thinking and those who believe in the Bible. For there is no intent to foster strife and dissension. There is simply an intent to gradually awaken. All knowledge could be dumped at once, but this would serve no helpful purpose. So the information must be given gradually, so that enlightenment takes place. I know there will be people who will object. But it just occurred to me that your version might have some relation to the biblical legend. It is, as such, a legend, and is not understood in very accurate terms as to what it related to. In fact, it is a very interesting story. But we have already indicated that it is based tenuously on mere shreds of fact. There are only very loosely based impressions which can be correlated. Would you want to expand on that? Not at this time, for as we have said, we are not in consensus. And we must be in consensus before we can channel. That is part of our mandate. For there are 12 of us and each has his own area of expertise, and so represent a balanced makeup of the different areas of knowledge, both in dealing with the human experience and from the higher realms of existence. This is a council which is made up of those who can accurately represent these many different varied interests. So when all is consensus, none is a loser, all are winners. Had there been dissension, there would be one aspect of the council who could be considered losers. for their point of view was not accurately represented or considered, then it's still hard to get 12 people to agree even on that side. There is much more willingness to agree here. There is not stubbornness such as is common on your planet. There is merely differing viewpoints. So these different viewpoints would require that a presentation be arrived at that would result in a consensus. There could arise situations in which there is no consensus, and so this subject would be dropped totally. Chapter 15, The Dinosaurs. This topic developed into a continuing story. A series of chapters were presented weekly as the sessions progressed. D. Would you tell a little more about the direction life took as it began to develop? P. The life on the planet grew from single cell, simple amoeba-type characters and then through mutation began to divide and reproduce into multiple-celled creatures, which in turn evolved into organisms and higher-order creatures, which in turn evolved into the amphibians and reptiles and so forth. D. Did the beings from outer space have anything to do with what forms the life took? P. For the most part it was guided very carefully initially, in order to progress and evolve to that point where it could simply be left to its own devices. Assistance became no longer necessary after the life forms had evolved to a high degree, to that stage which was desired. So when it reached that point there was withdrawn the assistance which was of a guiding nature and given the assistance which was simply a nurturing nature. D. By higher, do you mean when it finally reached the animal or the human stage? P. There were many stages below human in which it was slowly but surely evolving towards human form. There was the assistance in assuring that the preliminary stages would be of such a nature that the evolution would lead to human form. It was most important in the earliest stages to direct the evolution such that the outcome would be of human form and not of some other form. 153-154, The Keepers of the Garden, D. In other words, do you mean that the genes were genetically changed? P. It was seen that they were not interfered with in their evolution and were given those energies and molecules and formulations which ensured that such and such aspects of these creatures were well nourished, such that the survival of the fittest dictated that those who were desirable did in fact survive and so evolve to that which was desired. There was not the nourishment given to those which were undesirable and so they simply expired, and were then returned to the energies and were given to more harmonious forms. This sounded like a weeding out process, see previous chapter, D. Then during this time period there was constant supervision? P. That is accurate. In the infantile stages of evolution it was necessary to guide the evolution, much as a very young child or infant needs almost constant supervision from birth until it gradually and slowly grows to the point where less and less supervision is needed. Until eventually no supervision is needed and it becomes an entity of its own. D. Well, we have some scientists who believe in evolution but they say one thing is a puzzle. They have searched for what they call the missing link in the evolutionary chain between animal and man. P. There will not be found any link, as no link really existed. Many times there were no such gradual evolution but a sudden and radical departure from that which had been a mutation, so to say. These jumps in evolution were profound and radical but were often instantaneous within one generation. D. I am curious about the age of the dinosaurs. Would they have been some of the species which you said were allowed to expire or die? They were a life form that was here on Earth and they no longer exist. Were they intentional? P. They were evolutionary. Their appropriateness had expired and so that reality which assured their destruction was manifest. It always is a matter of what is appropriate and following that, for in so doing, one follows the true path, so as their appropriateness had ended, so did their existence. All animal life originated with the seedlings. The dinosaurs simply had their time and then were gone. The reason for their extinction was a natural process in the tilt of the axis which caused the seasons to change abruptly. Those who could adapt to the rapid change adapted. Those who could not, did not. The dinosaurs, 155, D. People have always wondered what killed them because they have found the remains of many dinosaurs that had food still in their bodies. P. The change was that quick, for the earth tilted on its axis. so that which was warm and sunny suddenly, within minutes' time, was found to be cold and frigid. Climate changed, for the earth is a restless old woman who turns and frets. This was a natural phenomenon which is occurring again at this present time. There are many physical changes which are now occurring and shall occur for the next 18 chronological years on this planet. These changes are loosely grouped into the term cataclysm. But this is not to be considered one gigantic event. This is a slow, gradual process until the time of shift, at which point it is very rapid and could almost be said to be instantaneous. The actual adjustment can be accomplished within minutes. It is an adjustment, a natural evolutionary process in which the Earth's magnetic poles align themselves to different star points in the heavens. These points move in their prescribed manner much as the constellations move around your planet. However, they are not so much influencing your planet as more far-off stars. D. The far-off stars are more powerful? P. Yes. Not that all far-off stars are more powerful. The points with which your planet is aligning are, however, spaced similar to the constellations in them. They move through a prescribed path. D. I've heard that this shifting of the Earth is what is causing the awakening of the volcanoes, the earthquakes, the changing weather patterns and different things like that. P. That is correct, for the Earth is preparing itself to align to another point of origin. That is what is causing the awakening of such things as the Ring of Fire and volcanoes in other parts of the Earth also. This is also causing the weather disturbances. It will start as gradual, but the gravitational forces that are coming into swing now will also cause the tilt to be faster. The poles are already, perhaps 30 degrees, different than they were approximately 40 years ago. But understand that if a war were to come and with it the usage of nuclear weapons, this would cause greater unsettling in the Earth's axis and would aid in the ultimate tilt of the axis. Remember, it is a natural process as long as it is allowed to occur naturally. Humankind can adapt and prepare. The danger lies in the speeding up of the shift, for then the Earth changes would occur more rapidly and violently. 156. The keepers of the garden, D. Do you know how long it will be before the dramatic shift occurs? P. That is up to the Earth and to the Father in heaven, and we know nothing more of it. This news was uncomfortable and disconcerting, to say the least, but since he would not expand upon it as far as giving any kind of time frame, I decided to return to the questioning of the dinosaurs. D. After the other shift occurred, were all the dinosaurs destroyed at once or were there still some left alive in various parts of the world? P. There were some life forms left, for there was not the complete annihilation. The largest dinosaurs were killed, that is correct, for they could not adapt, their bodies were simply suited to one particular type of climate and could not tolerate any change, and so they died. They were simply too large to adapt quickly. There was no place to go. The smaller animals could hide and ran under objects, for example, and could collect leaves and grass and etc. around them and so build a warm environment. The larger animals, however, could not do this, and so were left to the elements and died. D. I have read about people finding drawings or carvings in some ancient countries that show dinosaurs and humans together. P. That is correct, for there was humans at this time. They were in a primitive stage but had already been inhabited by spirit. D. I wondered when the spirits began to come to Earth and inhabit the bodies. P. It was that early, yes. D. Scientists have always said that humans came along much later than the dinosaurs. P. Scientists are always saying things and will continue to do so. However, they have no unlimited access to knowledge and so must make their deductions from the knowledge which is available to them at that point. So the truth at that point is based merely on what is available. D. I believe the scientists came to those conclusions because they did not find human bones whenever they did their excavations. P. That is correct, for they have now found human remains with the dinosaur remains, but it has not been widely accepted. For this is a radical viewpoint which is being introduced to a point of view which has been around for many years. You see, the scientific community is slow to change and is resistant to change because The Dinosaurs, 157, D, P, D, P, D, P, then truth must be rewritten. This characteristic is inherent, for it is common throughout humankind. That which is called truth is considered sacred and is never to be changed. So there is much resistance, for then one loses the ground on which one bases their beliefs. Yes, what is truth to one is not truth to another. There is also a theory that this jump from the animal to the human was caused by beings from outer space breeding physical breeding with the animals. That is an accurate assessment, as this was one way for the genetic stock to be uplifted, for this was again an assistance of sort. However, more of the nature of a nourishment, as the genetic stock had reached the point where it could not go much further without new genetic information, and so it was given. Is this what you meant by nurturing? That is accurate. It was an assistance as well. If this had not occurred, the human form would have stagnated somewhat towards the Neanderthal. Any functioning human we have now with a brain capable of such intellect would not have come about through natural evolution? That is accurate. Or had it been so, many millions of years would have been necessary. However, it is doubtful that any such occurrence would ever have happened naturally, as the evolution had reached the point at which it could go no further naturally. According to the two schools of thought, creationism means that all life was brought into being suddenly by the act of some superior supernatural power, normally called God. Evolutionism means that all life developed through a natural, evolutionary process from a single living source. Arguments against evolution are based partly on the fact that controlled experiments show that a species reached a point or limit beyond which it will not develop further on its own. After that point, mutations can occur through genetic manipulation. The council could be correct when they said that the creation story and the Darwin theory of evolution each had their share of the truth. D. In the Bible it is said, "Let us make man in our image." Is that what you mean? P. That is an allegory to the fact of man physically appearing in this form, similar to other human forms throughout the universe. That would be an accurate statement. 158. The keepers of the garden. D. I always thought inner image might refer to the soul part of human. P. Image referring to visual representation, and so this human form is then represented throughout the universe in many different areas. This is also true throughout other universes as well, that there are many representatives of one form. D. But in this universe, it's mostly the human, humanoid type of being? P. Not so to say mostly, for there are forms which are not human in any respect. However, accurate to say the human form is simply one form of many. There are many different forms and many different planets with different forms. There are those planets which have multiple forms represented living harmoniously and concurrently. This planet Earth, however, has only one form. We would say that the form you have now is similar to other human forms in the universe. Many have hair and facial features and bodily structures very similar to that which you find on this planet. But there are differences, and it would be very difficult to tell the origin of many of them. We are simply saying that this is not the only form in the universe. However, this is also not the only place this form is in the universe. When life reached the human stage, the beings from outer space did not come as often. I wanted to know why. P. It was not necessary. The assistance in the initial stages was one of nurturing and careful attendance to that work which was being done at that time. With the completion of this work, there was no longer the need for such careful attention. They simply returned to those systems from whence they came. D. Did anyone stay here to observe? P. There were at that time several commissions of entities who remained on the planet in permanent form, physical real form, in order to monitor on a day-to-day basis those conditions. These were, however, not large-scale or complicated ministrations as were done previously. D. You said these beings were physical? P. In a three-dimensional form, real form as you would express on your plane. These beings were of physical form but were of a race not from this planet. D. Were they born into a body or did they formulate a body? P. They were formulated, as you would say. They were not bodies, the dinosaurs, 159, of a portraited nature, as there were at that time no stock or population from which to inhabit a body. It is interesting to note that there is no such word as portraited. It seems to be an attempt to make a verb out of the noun portrait.